Hey everyone, welcome to The Withering Effect, episode 93. Today's date is May 2nd, 2021, and I am Duds, or Duds versus known to the rest of the interwebs.
Now I'm Jimbo, you may know me as Jimbo Slice 23. So what have you been up to this week, Duds?
Doors.
I've heard.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this in the pre-show. There are some Minecraft stuff, but the big thing that's really been in the way this weekend is I got doors for my office. My office never had doors. It's basically a converted dining room. It was really too small to be a dining room. Didn't have a closet to be a bedroom. So I ended up turning it into an office, but it never came with doors. So me and my dad went ahead and installed some doors this weekend. We both were like, oh yeah, this will take one day. It'll be a long day, but it'll take one day. Here we are, 8 o'clock at night, and I'm still pulling painter's tape off the floor from painting, and it's Sunday now. It's taking 2 days, 2 full days. I was painting till 10:30 last night.
Yeah, you mentioned the doors, not the painting. So you had to paint the whole thing?
The doors were technically pre-hung, so they came with a casing and hinges and all that stuff already attached, which you would think would make it easy to install. No. Because I had to install it in a pre-existing wall, I found out how off-kilter my wall is. It's not even close.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Let's just say there's a 2-inch gap on one side of the door between the door and the wall that we covered up.
Huh.
It's just like, what? There was a casing for doors before. They just never installed the doors. So we figured, well, let's remove the old casing. We put this pre-hung one in there with the new casing, and it should be easy peasy, just slide it in. No. We took the old casing off, found a huge gap where they were just kind of using like scrap 2x4s.
Wedging them in there.
Yeah. And I get you're supposed to shim doors to get them to line up right.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to use a 2x4 as a shim.
Right. Yeah, I've been there.
It took a lot to get the doors in place, and they were actually sanded from the factory, which was really nice. We thought we were going to have to sand them, but no, they sanded it for us, which was okay. But then I had to do a primer coat on the doors. Well, and we actually had to cut the hole for the door handle, which was another just me and my dad, man. So we're looking at the doorknob directions, and it's like, oh, you need a, a 2 1/8 inch round drill bit. So we're like, what do we got? We had 2 1/4. So they're like, that's a little bit too big. It'll probably work, but let's not chance it. Let's go to the hardware store and get 2 1/8. So we go to the hardware store. We're like running through there because we're trying to get this project done. I look at the shelf, 2 1/8, pulled it, came back, put it in the drill, drilled the hole, go to line the doorknob up, and it's not lining up. We're like, what the heck is going on here?
Oh, no.
The drill bit that's 2 1/8 was 2 1/2, but it was put on the 2 1/8. Rack. We didn't actually look at the drill bit. We pulled it from the rack thinking that was it because we were in a rush. So now we had a hole that's way too big for the doorknob, and we bought a part that we didn't
need. Yeah, it's a little rough.
It was a little rough. The door handle's on now, and it's clean looking and flush, and I spent all night doing the primer work just to wake up this morning and do 3 coats of white paint because I'll be darned. That primer did not do what it said it was going to do. In my office has just been a wreck. Sawdust everywhere. We had to patch the wall. So like when we were pulling the casing off, the old one, it basically just, the sheetrock had this paper covering to it that we had painted multiple times. And it just ripped that paper right off. So I've been having to do some repair work on the walls. And oh man, dude. And I'm still not done yet. When I get off work tomorrow, I've got to come home and finish. Literally just
a handyman.
Yeah, literally just taking a break to do the show today.
This is your break time, is the show.
This is my break. This is my rest. My entire weekend rest is doing this show.
Yeah, if you guys aren't familiar, we're actually doing this a little later towards the night.
Yeah, we normally do it about 10 a.m. our time. But it's 8 p.m. our time. Yeah, because I texted you guys earlier, and I was just like, guys, I am not going to get a chance to get on and write the show today. Like, someone needs to do it for me, because I have no foreseeable future in front of me.
Yeah, well, I was able to get the notes done. Let's see how it did.
Yeah. Minecraft-wise, Friday I did get on and play with Carl some. We did a really cool build, but because I didn't get to work on that episode at all this weekend, I don't know if it's going to come out before this episode airs, and I really don't want to spoil this episode because it's kind of fun.
Mm.
So I'm not going to really talk about it. Instead, you guys got door talk for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I didn't play much Minecraft either.
I know. Your bottles were empty again.
Yeah, that's how you know. That's one way. No bottles. Yeah, I haven't been playing much. I started editing a little bit, and then I started looking for music for the edit. Yeah, it's the race. And I saved it and just haven't gone back to it, I guess. I have been getting into the Third Life series.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of creators and their different points of view, and it's been pretty entertaining watching everyone's point of view. And I think it was last week we talked about this in the pre-show about these new SMPs.
Yeah.
How much different they are and how much fun they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I probably watched 8 different people's point of view on the Third Life.
Yeah.
In the 2 weeks, I think it is, they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun. I definitely recommend it to people. Besides that, I mean, that's like the only Minecraft I've been doing. We did get us a snapshot. Not much Minecraft out there.
Yeah.
I think we're getting revved up for the release soon.
I would hope so, because we're in a dry spell from who knows when. A lot of the snapshots are just tweaks, which are fine. There's no problem with that. It's just it makes really hard content creation when a lot of it depends on new stuff coming out for Minecraft, especially when this is the new stuff season. Like, we don't line up guests usually around this time, because usually we have snapshots coming out every week and there's new stuff to talk about every week. And now we're getting small snapshots that aren't really filled with a ton because we're splitting the updates. And again, we're fine with splitting the updates. I'd much rather them get it right than put out anything wrong. But it makes it hard for us.
Yeah, come up with the consistent topics. We would love to just do the news.
Yeah.
But we have time to fill. So,
which brings us, if you guys want us to talk about something, tweet us, Discord us, email us.
Yeah.
We always want to talk about other stuff. It's just we might not be thinking about something that you want us to think about. So definitely do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, today I won the bow shoot.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been telling you for a while now. I go to these bow shoots like once a weekend, maybe every other weekend. It's usually Sunday morning.
For those who don't know, go ahead and do like a quick explanation what a bow shoot is.
Ah, yes. Bow shoot is you got your bow and arrow. There's a trail. It's similar to golf. Like, you have your trail that takes you through the woods usually, and you come across like target one, and you'll see where you're supposed to stand. There's a stake in the ground, and about 25, 30 yards away, there's a fake deer or a fake bear or something that's your target. That's what you got to shoot at.
Yeah,
I use a traditional bow, which is just a long bow. It's not got the compound power to it. It's not the compound bow. It's like a traditional old school longbow.
Yeah.
Because that's what my father-in-law uses, and that's what he got me using. It's a lot more challenging than a compound bow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you hit the target, you get 5 points. You hit the inside of the insert of the target, it's 8 points. And then there's a bullseye in the middle, you get 10 if you get in the middle.
Yeah.
That's how you score it. And there's 30 targets. You just go around in the woods, you know, the path is marked. And you hit your targets, and we all add up our scores and end up winning today. It's the first time I've won in a long time.
Nice.
And, it feels good. I got one eye now, so it kind of helps. Because usually you're supposed to close one eye when you aim, and I never did that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's helping my aim, actually.
Yeah. I don't know about the closing the eye thing. I've always heard that good shots don't close any eye.
That's what I heard that before, too. So I don't know. Naturally, I would just keep both open, but I don't really have a choice.
Yeah.
And actually, it's been helping. I could see down the arrow better looking out of one eye, I think, is what helps.
Yeah.
It's definitely challenging. It's not easy.
I bet. Anyways, should we move on to the news?
Yeah. So much of it.
Yeah. So obviously we're going to go back. We're going to try the new way of doing the news. None of you guys really complained.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to kind of talk about news instead of reading it from the paper like we normally do, or used to do, I should say.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some large ore veins, because they're tweaking those again now.
Mm-hmm.
So my biggest complaint before was they're just so massive and everything. It obviously feels that they're trying to offset how easy farms are being made, like iron farms. But these veins were so massive, it's like one vein would do me and you for a season.
Yeah.
We'd be fine like that. The snapshot seems that they're trying to rein that in a bit. So now they're a little bit more rarer, a little bit smaller, but obviously still huge.
Yeah. Again, it's like a root kind of branch.
Yeah.
Looking vein.
I'm not a fan of these new veins. I kind of really like the old way veins were done. But then again, I'm a farmer guy. I would much rather build a farm than go mining or caving. So maybe that has something to do with that.
I really like it. I think it's really different. Again, I don't know. You don't really need the iron farm right away. I mean, it seems like there's plenty of ore. Once you find like that andesite pocket, or what is tuff?
I think, yeah, tuff's with iron.
Yeah. Once you find like one of those pockets, like, I feel like you can gather enough iron to get you through for a while. Nothing easier than an iron farm, though. Of course, you'll want one of those. But yeah, I also noticed that there is like the raw block can develop in these veins also.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you can get a raw copper block just appear inside the granite.
Hmm.
The granite veins. Yeah.
And obviously you can break down the raw block into the ore, as we've seen.
Yeah. They did change the crafting. Because they're so common, I think, they changed it back to 9 raw ore can make a raw block.
One, it makes sense. Well, no, not the raw block. I think it...
The ingots.
9 ingots for a copper block, not the raw ore block.
Yeah, they changed that to 4 a while ago, but they changed it back to 9 ingots.
Yeah, which makes sense because to make an iron block, you need 9 iron ingot.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of in line with all that, which makes sense. And the fact that copper is going to be so readily available if you find one of these veins, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I was kind of curious a long time ago how common this copper is going to be. It looks like there's going to be just as much as there is iron.
Yeah.
In that case, you'd think there'd be more copper items to come.
Yeah. And they're actually going to be using fortune on copper now, too. So they normally drop 2 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can add fortune to it. And I think you can get up to 9 with a fortune pickaxe.
Yep. Yeah, off the raw.
Crazy. Yeah, of the raw ore.
Mm-hmm.
I should say that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I saw, even though the Caves and Cliffs update is next time, we're getting a bit of caves in this update, maybe. Or maybe this was them pre-testing stuff for 1.18. But they were going to add what they called a squigglier and claustrophobic variant of caves.
Yeah.
Not a fan of those.
No, they're almost a little too tight.
Mm-hmm.
Like Zuma had an example where he was walking through them and you kind of don't... I mean, they kind of end abruptly. I guess you could poke through one claustrophobic cave into another claustrophobic cave.
Right.
But it does seem annoying. There's nothing, I don't know, nothing really in there to write home about.
Right. One thing that some people might not know about me is I am claustrophobic in real life.
Oh.
Don't like tight areas. Not cool. The game doesn't, I say it doesn't affect me much. It does. Tight areas in Minecraft makes me motion sick. Not so much claustrophobic. So the fact that they're adding something that quite literally makes me sick to my stomach is just like, no, I'm not dealing with that. And I always am complaining about this lately with this update. It's more stuff I'm going to have to light up to help the server run okay so I don't have stupid mobs spawning everywhere.
Yeah, and thinner and squigglier sounds like they're harder to find.
It sounds like they're harder to find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the way I do it now is I do replay mod and record me hunting for caves just to see if I missed any near me.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Did notice they brought in drip leaves you can place on moss blocks. I don't know if that was like a bug before.
Sounds like a bug.
Yeah, I wouldn't see why that wouldn't be a thing before. But it's mentioned in the changes that you can now put drift leaves on top of moss blocks.
Gotcha.
And moss blocks, if you were to bone meal them, usually they would turn every block around them into the moss variant.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
No longer can you convert sand and gravel.
Right, yeah.
To the moss blocks.
That makes sense, because that's like a whole different kind of mineral.
Yeah.
I'm going to say. I don't know a better way to say it.
Mm-hmm. It's also got different attributes, I guess.
Yeah.
I like it. Makes sense.
Yeah. But I think that's the news. Like we said, there was not a lot of news this week.
No. You've seen a lot. You know, we've seen a lot of it already. You know, I think, again, they're just tweaking some things.
Yeah.
Polishing it up. Might see a release or a pre-release coming.
Do we want to go ahead and put a bet on when the full release for 1.17 will be out again?
I'm okay with that.
Let's not do a diamond block now, because let's face it, we both have diamond blocks falling out of our pockets on the server because we've been around so long.
Mm-hmm.
Server's been up almost a year already, so.
So netherite block.
No. No, not that. I don't know what would be a good... Let's let the community decide.
Okay.
What the bet will be.
Yeah, I like it.
Obviously, we're not going to do anything crazy. We're not going to do anything to hinder us from playing the game. A good example would be like Tango and Etho's fire rocket bet. Do you remember that?
No.
Tango had to use a real firework instead of a rocket anytime he flew.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so every time he flew, he would take damage because his rocket would backfire.
That's a fun bet.
Yeah. They did it for a month, but we're not going to do that for a month. We would do it for like an episode or something like that.
Yeah, and something different.
Yeah, something different. We'll let you guys decide because this could end up really bad. But let's wait to hear what they want the bet to be, and then we'll announce what date we are guessing.
Okay, you want to do that first?
Well, we'll do that when we know what we're going to bet.
Yeah, what the bet is first.
Yeah, exactly. We'll make a to-do. Watch, next week's going to have so much news, we're not going to have time for our bet.
Oh, we'll have time.
Oh, we're having time.
We'll make time.
Jimbo wants to even the score up.
Right.
All right. Well, let's move into some listener comments, because we've got a couple this week.
Mm-hmm.
This is an email from, I'm going to say Noi. And again, I'm sorry if I say your name wrong. I am horrible at reading names, but it's N-O-I.
Yeah, I would pronounce it Noi.
They say, first, I'm a huge fan of your podcast. It's one of the best out there. Thank you very much. I am glad you enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
Anyways, here's my point. I was looking back at episode 5, Mobs, and More Mobs, and you were talking about taming a Ravager. You guys said you could hold an Ominous Banner to tame it. I was thinking that you could hold the Ominous Banner and then feed it a Emerald Block. Also, I'm drawing the Overworld Dragon. I'll send it when I'm done with it. Have a good old days. Your frequent podcast listener, Noi. Thank you so much for all the compliments. And yes, send the Overworld Dragon art.
Yeah.
I love fan art. I save fan art.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. We don't get a lot of it. And I always get excited about stuff like that. And they're talking about... So this was before you were here. This is when it was me and Bank.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how it would be cool to tame a Ravager and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How do you feel? How would you think Mojang would make it so you could tame a Ravager?
I really like the idea of holding a banner. They're familiar with banners.
Yeah.
Something pillager-esque you would have to do. The Emerald Block, I don't think feeding it an Emerald Block would do, I don't know. I just don't find them appetizing. I don't know if a Ravager would. Maybe like a totem. Something like that.
Maybe.
That could be used to tame them, but not an Emerald Block. I don't know. I do like the idea of having a banner. I guess calm down the Ravager. Maybe he'll become peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And then to tame them, maybe a totem or something along those lines.
So I was going back and thinking about this, and I agree. I think the banner is definitely a cool way to go. But if Mojang were ever to incorporate mob drop heads, you should definitely have to wear the head of one of the illagers. So again, like you're blending in.
Mm-hmm.
You're tricking the Ravager.
Kind of like in the Nether with the piglins.
Right. And that's something I've always, like, if you go back and look at Breath of the Wild, love that game. One of the things about the game is you can have masks of these, of your, basically, enemies. And wearing certain masks around certain enemies will allow you to kind of sneak past those enemies for a certain amount of range and time.
Mm-hmm.
So having that feature kind of added to the game would be really cool. Like if you needed to move a creeper, so you put a creeper face on, so the creeper didn't automatically blow you up every time you try to do something.
Yeah.
But it would obviously only work for a certain time slash distance. Like if you got right up on a creeper, he would obviously be able to say, "This ain't a creeper." Boom.
Yeah, maybe give him some time to think it out.
Correct. Exactly. I always thought that would be really cool to add to the game.
Yeah. Just the fact that you can mingle with their heads on.
Yeah. Hey, I've got your buddy's face on. Mingle with me.
Yeah, if there's any way to like blend in, the mob head drops would have to come in to effect, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you have the gold in the nether. You can kind of blend in with the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure they know you're not a pig. You know, they just like the gold.
Exactly. They're blinded by treasure.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. The emerald block seems a little out there. But then, if you think about it, illagers are full of emeralds, right? Maybe emeralds are just like Scooby snacks for ravagers.
Maybe.
And that's why they have so many emeralds on them. So it kind of makes sense, but I like to think of the emeralds more as plunder instead of Scooby snacks.
Yeah, I see it more as like a currency.
Yeah.
I always thought you should be able to lure a villager with an emerald, because you know you got to push them in boats to get villagers around, or a minecart.
Mm-hmm.
What if, like, you know, most mobs do, you have like a wheat in your hand, a cow will follow you. What if you had an emerald and a villager would follow? I always thought that would be neat.
You can do that now with a workstation or a bed, depending on the time of day it is.
That's true. Yeah, workstations do work.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on how many you have around villagers, but yeah, that is one way. Forgot about that.
Yeah, we can't have emerald hungry villagers on the servers.
Right. In this overworld dragon. Now, I know you guys talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
Back in the day, Red Dragon.
Red Dragon.
I even mentioned a scenario for a Red Dragon, or a dragon. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sold on the color. But you would think if any update would be a dragon update, it would be this one, you know, with the caves and the cliffs.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not getting a dragon.
No, we're getting a warden.
How does that make you feel? Yeah, yeah, I guess not even just yet. The end of the year, but
I don't know.
Felt like dragon would be a good opportunity.
Well, my dragon lives in sky islands, not in caves, so.
Okay. We do have a little extra sky now.
We do have some extra sky, which is really cool.
Nothing up there, really, except for high mountains.
So I'm gonna hope that Mojang goes, "Man, there's a lot of space up here. We didn't put anything up here. Let's create a new biome called the Sky Islands. Oh, wait, we need a new mob for the Sky Islands. What's a good mob for that? I don't know. A dragon." Maybe that's how it would go down.
In an ideal world,
mm-hmm.
That's how it would go down.
Yeah. And if it does, whenever the snapshot comes out, you sure bet I will be playing on a snapshot. Because, you know, I'm not one that goes and plays on the snapshots. I'd like to wait for the full release and play it all together when it comes out, but I'll make an exception for Red Dragons.
It's almost like they did it for you in that case, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost like they put it in there just for you to play with, so you kind of have to.
Yeah, that's why I don't think it'll happen. They'll be like, "He talked bad about bundles, he gets no dragon."
Be waiting a while for that.
Anyways, should we go ahead and move on to our next listener comment?
I have a comment from DirtyBlonde655. Asks, "What features or other things would it take to switch you guys from Java to Bedrock?"
Replay mod.
That's a good one.
that's the big one. I didn't use replay mod to the start of this season. Like, I think, I forget what episode it was. It was like 2 or 3 where, or maybe it was 4. Whenever I've got my netherite armor for the first time, I did like an Iron Man suit up scene using Replay Mod, and that was the first time I had ever used Replay Mod. And I struggled with it to the point where it's like, I'm not going to use this stupid stuff anymore, blah, blah, blah. If I don't have Replay Mod now, I can't make videos. I can't do it. I need it. It's glorious.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that really does add high quality value to your videos. I definitely recommend anyone who's wanting to do time lapses use Replay Mod.
Yeah, that's what I was struggling with.
Yeah.
Editing this week, I didn't have Replay Mod on. It would have helped so much. But man, that's a good one. I didn't think about Replay Mod. Bedrock doesn't have those kind of features.
Mm-mm.
Like even the F3 screen. Man, what a loss for them.
Yeah.
Not to have that screen. It's so useful. But I think, Bedrock has just a different feel, man. I played Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, and then I converted over to the Bedrock version on the Xbox, and it seemed different. You know, and I'm like, I don't know about this.
Right.
And that's when I got the PC, and I was like, this feels a lot better. I just think the Bedrock, the Windows 10 version or whatever,
mm-hmm.
It just feels different.
Yeah.
I don't know if they could ever get that feel back, the sounds and everything from Java to Bedrock. That's something that could help me convert. Just, I don't know, a better feel.
For me, the big thing is it's just not parity enough right now. For anyone who doesn't know any better, it's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you won't see a big deal in doing it. Anybody who dabbles in the technical side, including the Bedrock players, their technical and Java technical are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Both those guys and girls and all that, they're highly skilled and they know how to manipulate the game to get what they need, but it does not talk well across platforms.
Right.
So Redstone parity would definitely be a big one. And I don't care if it's getting rid of quasi-connectivity in Java or giving quasi-connectivity to Bedrock. Preferably give Bedrock quasi-connectivity, but I can see where, like, that seems next to impossible. Almost like getting rid of quasi-connectivity in Java seems next to impossible. So, I don't know.
Yeah, they both have their, you know, pros and cons, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to make a Trident Killer.
Yeah.
That's one thing I do want to make. There's a couple things in Bedrock I want to mess with. But I just feel like Java is the more superior, just the feel of it. You know, just the way... I don't know. It feels, I guess. I don't know how I can word it any different than that. Keep saying the same thing.
It's like when you get a new pair of pants and you put the new pants on and they look good. They work good. They're pants.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that difficult. But then you put on that pair of pants you've had for 5 years and you've like worn in the butt groove and you're like, this is better.
Okay.
But it's really not. It's still a pair of pants. It's just you're used to those pants more than you are the new pants.
That's exactly what it is. That's what you're used to.
I'm coming up with so many stupid analogies lately.
Yeah, what kind of analogy was that?
Like, hey, pants. But it got across exactly what you were feeling, did it not?
Yeah, you're right.
I hit two birds with one stone right there.
Mm-hmm.
I explained what Jimbo was feeling, and two, I ticked off Omni because I talked about pants for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Done deal.
Yeah, I got pants in there.
Yeah, now I'm going to get disappointed walrus pictures sent to me.
Yeah, I'm okay with like parody changes.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that they're starting to get a little closer and closer. But yeah, there's definitely things that set them apart. And till Bedrock gets that Java feel, I don't think I can leave Java.
Yeah. The fancy graphics does want to pull me away.
Yeah.
That really helps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I were to go to Bedrock, let's say if I were to go now, I would end up having to change the way I play.
Mm-hmm.
Not dramatically change the way I play, but I would have to do it a little bit. Obviously, the way I do Redstone is at a more inexperienced level, and also my farms aren't meant to produce massive amounts of output. I don't like that. I hate when people are like, well, it doesn't produce tens of thousands in an hour, so it's not good enough. It's like, when am I going to use tens of thousands of cactus in an hour?
Right.
It's dumb. All my farms are meant to kind of, because they all run at my base. I like having things close by. So at the same time, I'm going, they're going to be constantly running. I don't need a ton of it. And I can make them extremely small, so that helps with server lag. Win, win, win.
The triple win.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to downscale farms for Bedrock. So that would be one of the things I would need to change about my gameplay. With Java, for me, it's easy. I can watch a tutorial. I'm like, oh, that's how they built it. I can get rid of that. I can get rid of that. I can add this, get rid of that, get rid of that. And that's how I do my farms. It's usually someone's tutorial that I've chopped up to make what I need.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to do that in Bedrock. I don't know the ins and outs of the technical side as well.
Yeah, I know some are similar, but there's definitely some differences.
Yeah, like the iron farms. Holy cow.
Yeah, I had no idea those didn't change for Bedrock. I'm so sorry.
Just seeing how iron farms are having to be made is almost enough to go, yeah, bring on those giant veins.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that is why we're getting the giant veins, is for the Bedrock people to not have to build those iron farms. Because those are, if you are a Bedrock player building those iron farms, GG. Like, I am sorry. Our iron farms are so much easier and compact and produce way better. The fact you guys got stuck with that, it's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, an iron farm's better than no iron farm, but...
This is true. Obviously, building that farm proves you have wicked amounts of patience.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You are a better person than I am. I would have shot those villagers in the face after about 10 minutes.
Yeah, you almost need a teammate to put those together.
Yeah. Fancy graphics, learning redstone, that's kind of... To me, the big draw would be just playing on a new platform.
Yeah.
I mean, that obviously gets old after a while. And that's the glory part of Java. It's kind of like, it's my old comfy pants. So I can just piddle around and do things and not have to worry if I'm breaking something. When like, one of the farms me and Carl made needed one of your flying machine TNT dupers.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to go a certain direction. And man, we didn't put the farm in the correct place, so I had to rotate that thing.
Mm.
And I went, we're just going to blow up the farm right now. We're going to blow it up. It's going to blow up. Let's be prepared to rebuild this thing. It's going to happen. And sure enough, it didn't blow up.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could have put money on it. And it was blowing up.
I think me and Carl, when it worked, we were just like, huh, well, look at that. It didn't blow up. Kind of allotted the next 30 minutes to rebuilding this thing. What are we going to do now?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure flying machines are a lot different on Bedrock.
I've never seen a flying machine on Bedrock. I'm sure they exist, but I've not seen one.
Yeah, I can't think of any. But I played a little Bedrock. That was like a week, I think it was, when the RTX was coming out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
After you play it a couple of days, you really can't tell.
Right.
Until like you do something and you're like confused.
Yeah.
Like you put a block in front of your feet, you're like, hold on, how in the world did that happen? You know, stuff like that. You do things that aren't paired yet.
Minecraft Jesus.
Yeah. Like you said, whatever you're used to is where your happy place is, regardless if it's Bedrock or Java. If you're so used to Bedrock, probably not going to convert over to Java, even though it's way better.
To me, whatever you're comfortable with, that's your place.
Yeah.
For me, it's all the content creation. And little bit of my, I'd have to have my gameplay flow into Bedrock, and I would need all my little things I use for content creation to be there too.
Yeah.
Mainly replay mod. I don't think I would need Optifine as much, obviously, because Bedrock I don't think runs as hard as the Java version does. The Java version really does take a little bit of CPU processing power.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Bedrock version does. They've got a lot more things figured out cleanly to help with that. Data packs. I know they have add-ons for Bedrock. Do they have data packs?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think they are considered add-ons.
Okay.
Could be wrong.
See? And I'm sure we've been told this before, and we're just being dumb and forgetting things.
Absolutely.
All right. Should we move on to Mending Minecraft. Again, thank you, Dirty Blonde. Thank you, Noi, for your comments. And if I got your name wrong, Noi, let me know and I'll fix it in the next episode. But yeah, those comments, well, one of those comments was from our Discord, and Discord is the only place you could talk to everyone who works on the show easily. Just take Cass's word for it.
Is this thing on? I'm Cass, and I'm here to figure out why you have yet to join the Withering Effect Discord. It's a great place to hang out with other Minecraft enthusiasts and the creators of the show. The link to join the Discord is in the show notes.
Thank you for the Discord ad, Cass. And speaking of the Discord, it's the only place you can get involved in our Mending Minecraft vote. This week's vote, we asked you to choose between one of three mobs for us to discuss and approve. Your choices were Turtle, Donkey, or Endermite.
And the winner of Mending Minecraft this week is... Endermite. By landslide, actually.
Yeah.
I was kind of rooting for the Endermite. Not much to it. Endermite did have 48 votes. Donkey had 14, and the Turtle was 7. No love for the Turtle.
No.
A few things on the Endermite. Endermites are small, hostile mobs that may spawn when the player throws an Enderpearl. Endermites have 5% chance to spawn when an Enderpearl lands thrown by another player. The Endermite spawns where the player threw the pearl, not where the pearl lands. Endermites despawn within 2 minutes, regardless of the player's distance from the Endermite, except for when you name tag them, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Due to being arthropods, they are affected by the Bane of Arthropods enchantment. Didn't know that.
Hmm.
And Endermen can target an Endermite up to 64 blocks away. That's their main enemy right there.
Yeah.
Think two Enders would be friends, but no, they don't like each other.
They do not. And that's one of the cool things about the Endermite. Actually, it's one of the only cool things about the Endermite is the fact that Endermen, for some reason, just hate them. Like, badly.
They don't like bugs.
They don't like bugs. I don't like bugs either.
Mm-hmm.
When thinking about improving the Endermite, I had to figure out, what the heck is an Endermite? Obviously, it looks a lot like the silverfish, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. But purple.
Yeah, not as snake-like.
Yeah, more chubby.
Yeah, yeah. Square, yeah. Like a little box.
So in thinking about this Endermite, I was trying to compare it to insects we have around. And the one I really thought about was like an ant.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because of the exoskeleton. The way I'm thinking is, what if Endermite aren't squishy little worms, but hard-shelled ants, kind of?
Okay.
You just can't see their feet, obviously. So imagine an Endermite, when you kill it, it obviously doesn't squish, but acts more like a shulker and drops a shell. Now, we're not making shulker boxes with Endermite shells. That's a little overpowered and stuff.
Yeah.
That being said, there might be some more overpowered things you can do to it. The only other thing that drops something like this would be the turtles dropping the scutes.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine an Endermite dropping an Ender Scoot or something like that, that you then can create shells that you can then create, I don't know, armor? Kind of like the turtle shell. The turtle shell gives you the special property of underwater breathing for 10 seconds.
You saying what I think you're going to say?
Maybe. What do you think I'm going to say?
Void breathing? Kind of, you know, you can resist a void for 10 seconds? No? Oh.
Nada.
All right.
Not even close.
Oh, okay, now I'm curious.
I'm going with, if you have a piece of Endermite armor on and something hits you, it teleports you 10 blocks away.
Hmm.
So you automatically get out of danger pretty easily.
Yeah, or put you in danger.
Again, or put you in danger. This is not a very effective piece of armor, and I really compared it to the turtle shell armor, because the turtle shell... while water breathing is cool, it's only got a 10-second lifespan. So it's just like, why bother?
Yeah.
Basically, if you wear the turtle shell, it's just for looks, not for its special abilities. And this Ender armor would kind of be the same. You would wear it for the fun of it, not so much its special abilities, because while getting teleported is cool, it's when you get hit and you can't really control. So your buddy could walk up behind you and go, "What's up, bud?" Pop. Doop. Teleport. It would be hilarious.
That's the problem with the Endermite. It doesn't drop anything.
It doesn't drop anything.
Doesn't drop a thing.
I wouldn't mind if they did the mob heads and it just dropped its head. Perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe like an Eye of Ender. Not just an Ender Pearl. Maybe every once in a while you get a chance of them dropping an Eye of Ender. Would be rare. I mean, it's rare to get an Endermite.
Yeah. And then on top of that, if it's like a 10% chance they drop an Eye of Ender.
Yeah.
It's even rarer.
It'd be more worth going after the Blaze Rods and making them in that case. But I don't know. Give them something to drop.
It would give a reason to the Enderman not liking Endermites.
Yeah.
Because they have fancier pearls.
Mm.
Another thing I had an idea for these Ender Scutes / Shells is you could take an Ender Chest, surround it with the shells, and that would expand your Ender Chest to double size.
Ah.
Because I think that's something everyone's been wanting for a while now.
Yeah, I like that.
And obviously, because you're having to kill an Endermite to get a scoot, and then you have to take the scoot to create a shell, now you have to create 8 shells. That's something that's not super easily obtainable. So, I mean, it's not super hard in the fact that you just have to spawn Endermite and then kill Endermite, and those are not very hard things to do. But the grind is there. So,
yeah, definitely some balance here.
I think so. I found that was pretty cool. Again, I've been busy all weekend, so I didn't have a lot of time to think about it. But these little changes could make Endermite one of the coolest mobs in the game. Just saying.
Yeah, I would like, I don't know, a different look. They kind of, you know, they're just that little square box.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got their particles or whatever, their one eye. It just, I don't know. I like the fact that they're small and they're hard to hit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know, I figure if they're small, they might be a little bit quicker. Maybe they can get to you a little bit quicker. I don't know, they're already annoying as it is.
Yeah.
I don't know, just thinking of different stuff that maybe it could do based on its size.
Mm.
Maybe it has, like, the ability to jump 2 blocks or something. I don't know, I feel like it needs more. Yeah, there's not much behind it. It's mainly used for a lure. You know, you lure Endermen. It's the main thing you do with them.
And that's the hard part about doing this stuff is, we always make mention of stuff that sounds like it could fit in the vanilla game. Generally, we don't try to push the Mending Minecraft much further past that.
Right.
There are times when we're like, okay, we're going to push the boundaries here, and this really shouldn't be in the game, but we're going to talk about it anyways. But for the most part, we always try to stay as close to, if Mojang were to take our ideas and use it, it would feel natural.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. We do play the balancing act. There were ideas I had that were really OP, like riding the Endermite. Don't ask how that's OP, but it could be.
Yeah. Yeah, I never really thought about how that would be done.
Right, but imagine riding an Endermite into a one block area because it's an Endermite.
You'd shrink down like Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, now we're onto something.
Yeah, now we're on to game-breaking stuff, so won't go there.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No.
What was I going to say? Man, I totally forgot.
You got surprised by the shrinking guy, and you went, no!
Yeah. Lost train of thought after the Ant-Man reference. Yeah, and it is gone.
All right. Well, do you think that's going to do it for the show?
I think so. I mean, that's pretty much all we got for the Endermite.
Before I have Jimbo read us out, I want to say a huge thank you to all of our patrons who are supporting our show. Our milk level patrons are Omni, Chief Big Bear, Croc, Fragile Rock, O-Beep, Stone Figure, and Whitey Whitey. If you too would like to get access to exclusive benefits and hours of extra content each month, please consider joining at patreon.com/thewitheringeffect.
And if you like the show, you can share it with all of your friends and on social media. If you listen on Spotify, follow us, or if you listen on Apple Podcasts, leave us a nice review. Doing any of these really helps the show reach more listeners. If you'd like to get in contact with us, send an email to podcast@thewitheringeffect.com, tweet us, leave a voice message, or join our Discord where you can have a chat with everyone who works on the show and fellow listeners. All the links are in the show notes.
This show has been brought to you by Jimbo and myself, but also our digital producer, Carl. He helps make sure the show ends up where it should be. And the amazing music you hear in the intro and outro is created by the one and only Decoy. Everyone's social media info can be found in the show notes. You guys have been awesome, as always. Thank you so much for getting withered with us. You should probably go drink your milk now. Bye.
See you guys.